We begin the current daf, Masechta Kedushin, daf Pei Aleph. We begin on the top line of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion with the previous daf. That is, the Gemara was qualifying the halacha of our Mishnah. Although we said that one man is not allowed to be secluded with two women, because Neichen Lespatois, Noshma Daitin Kalois, they could still come to do something inappropriate, but two men are allowed to be Misyachet, to be secluded with one woman. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Marav in the previous daf had qualified that by saying that's only by kishayim, by upstanding individuals, but by prutzim, even 10 low moral type of people would not be able to be secluded with one woman. Now, another qualification, the Gemara says again from Amar Rabbi Yehuda Marav, says, lo yishana, we didn't learn in our Mishnah that a woman is allowed to be secluded with two men, ela be'ir. That's only if they're in this city. Av bederech, but if they're on the road, then there has to be three men and one woman to allow them to be together. The reason being is maybe one of the men are going to have to go ahead and relieve himself, and he's going to have to distance himself out of modesty. So the other guy is going far to relieve himself. Turns out, there's the one guy left with the woman, and they're going to be secluded. So to avoid that violation of Yichud, if they're going on the road, you have to have at least three men. So if one guy leaves, there's still going to be two men left with that one woman, so that there's not going to be a violation of Yichud. So the Gemara says, Neim Mesayele. Let's bring a support for this halacha of Rabbi Yehuda Marav from the Mishnah Masechta Seitan. Now the Gemara had, on the first halacha of Rabbi Yehuda Marav, the Gemara had attempted to bring this same Mishnah Masechta Seitan from one element of it, and then disproved it, and the Gemara is going to do the same thing here also, say, let's support it from the Mishnah Masechta Seitan, because the Mishnah there is talking about when the man has a wife that he warned about, was called Kinui, and then she was secluded, and he said, oh, you were adulterous with this man, but we're not sure, so he takes her up to Yerushalayim to have a drink from the Seitan waters over there. Now, on the journey up, it says that Moisim Lishnei Tamid Chacham, the courts from his city, give him two Talmudic scholars to escort him up there, because maybe he's going to cohabit with his wife, which is forbidden to, on his journey up to Yerushalayim to have her checked out over there. And to avoid that, therefore, the court sent two Talmudic scholars with him. So says the Gemara, Trevi'i hot lasa. So they're on the journey, they're going to be on the derech. You see that you need to have three people, because he's forbidden to have relations with his wife. And they are, so you have three men with one woman. They didn't just send along one more Talmud Chacham to have him and the other person to make it two and one. You see, on the road, you need to have three. So the Gemara says, no, hasam ki heched in hava leo sahadi. They're the reason why that they had to send along two Talmid Chacham. That is, in the previous halacha regarding Kshayim and Pritzim, we said, you see, they have to be Talmid Chachamim, you see, they have to be Kshayim. So the Gemara said, no, the reason why it's Talmid Chacham is to warn them. But regarding this halacha, so it could have been just one Talmud Chacham. Why two Talmud Chacham? So the Gemara assumed so that it could be three, and that the Gemara is saying no. It's just that if he actually has to be with her on the journey up to Yerushalayim, that these two Talmud Chacham could testify in front of the courts that they shouldn't go ahead and erase the Hashem's name for no purpose. That's only with two people who could say an Eidus. That's why they send along two. But maybe it's not necessarily a proof to Rav's halacha. Not necessarily that on the derech you need to have three, maybe it would be enough for two. It's just that you need to have two other people besides him to be able to testify by the Bezdin HaGadol that not to erase the Megillah. Now the Gemara goes back regarding bringing a story to illustrate the first halacha of Rav Yehuda Amarav, where actually there was Rav Rav Yehuda. These two, who Rav Yehuda has said over in the name of Rav, have a kazibah orcha, they were going on the road. Now there was a certain woman that was going in front of them. So Amli Rav Rabbi Huda, so Rav said to Rabbi Huda, Dal Karich, which literally means say, remove your foot. In other words, quickly go here in front of this woman, Mikmei Gehenim, in front of Gehenim, which means to say, because Arayis is something that's a very dangerous thing. So let's quickly get past this woman. So Amli, so Rabbi Huda said to Rav, but Vahamar Huda Amar, but you the master, you're the one that said, and I said over in your name, which we quote in the previous daf, big shame shaper dummy. When you're talking about two upstanding individuals, there's no problem about yichud with the woman. So what's the concern that we have to quickly rush and get away from this woman? So Malaysa Rav said to Rabbi Yehuda, mi yemer de big shame kugoyna novan va'at. Who said when we said the halacha that of upstanding people, when there's two men and one woman, there's no problem with yichud, it meant me and you. Now, so then what type of people would it be talking about? Kagoin Reb Chanina Bar Papi B'chaveir, like Reb Chanina Bar Papi and his colleagues, like Reb Tzadik and Reb Kahana that I mentioned on the first paragraph, Mem Amon Aleph, those are the type of people that they share two of those men with one woman. That's not a problem of Yichud. But me and you, who said we have the qualification of Ksherim to say there's no problem of Yichud when there's two men or more? Now, Amar Rav, Rav says, Malkin al Yichud. We give lashes, which Rashi says, Makas Mardis, which rabbinic lashes, which goes into the discussion if Yichud is a rabbinic prohibition or a biblical prohibition, that we give rabbinic lashes for a man and a woman that were secluded. But Ve'ein Eisrin, we do not make a married woman forbidden on her husband, Ali Yichud, because of the seclusion that she had with another man. Now, Amar Vashi, Vashi says, Lo Yomarn, but we didn't say this halacha that they get lashes. El Bi Yichud Penuya, only if the seclusion that was with a single woman with a man, that they're forbidden. Av Bi Yichud Eishes Ishloi. But if a man was secluded with a married woman, then we don't give her lashes. So that they shouldn't spread rumors regarding her children, because what people are going to say is that, oh, obviously they really saw her being mezana, having an adulterous relationship. That's why they're giving her lashes. Now, because today there's no more courts, really they would kill her, which is Mises Bezdin for Eisha Sish, that's mezana. We don't have that anymore, so the most they could do is they give her lashes. Now, if people are going to say that, then people are going to say, oh, so the children are mamzerim, they're illegitimate children, it could have been from that adulterous relationship. So to avoid that, although generally we give rabbinic lashes for people that do it, but when she's a married woman, although she violated yichud, we're not going to give her lashes in that case because we don't want the rumors regarding her children, because we don't know, there's no reason for us to assume that these are mamzerim. Now, however, Mazutra Malkir, Mazutra actually would give lashes, even for the seclusion for the yichud of a married woman. Umachris, and then he would announce regarding this woman that, don't worry, she wasn't mezana. All she did was she went into yichud, and that's why we're giving her the lashes. Now no one's going to think anymore about the children because they'll know that they made the announcement. It's only regarding yichud, not because of her being mezana. So Amalei Rav Nachman mefarhatya l'Rav Ashi. So Rav Nachman from Farhatya said to Rav Ashi, so mar nami lilke belachris. Why don't you do the same thing? Why don't you? Rav Ashi had said, no, my married woman not because of the rumors. So he says, why don't you give lashes and make an announcement like he did? So then there's not going to be any more rumors. So only Rav Ashi said to him, Ikud Shama Baha Vali Shama Baha. No, it's still a problem because someone might hear that she had lashes, but won't hear about the part that they made the announcement, and then there's going to be Laz Albaneha, and therefore I'd rather not give lashes on the married woman at all. Now Amar Rav, Rav says also Malkin, another thing that we give lashes for, is Al Loitoiva Hashmua, for not good rumors. In other words, somebody, there's word about this person that he violated certain sins, we give him lashes. Because actually, loy toiva hashmua, bad reports, is actually negative prohibition. Shnem, like it says, the pasuk in Shmuel Aleph regarding the sons of Eli, that Eli said to his sons, al banai, know my sons, which al banai means to say that there's a negative prohibition over here. Al is no, my sons, there's an al over here. There's a negative prohibition on because ki loy toiva hashmua, because there's bad tidings about what the things that you're doing. So you see that it's a negative prohibition, and for that, they would give lashes for. Marzutra, Moisiv la'afsera al-kasver, Marzutra would actually place a halter on the shoulder of that person who committed this well-known sins that everyone's talking about, umakrile, and he would recite in front of him this pasuk of al-banai. In other words, he wanted to notify him why you're getting lashes because of the bad words, bad rumors that are going on around the sins that you're doing. Now, continuing on qualifications of this halacha, of this isra of yichud, Amar Rabbi, Rabbi says, Ba'ilo be'ir, if the woman's husband is in the city, in cheshem mishum yichud, there's no concern about her being secluded with another man for her to get lashes, because she's afraid of her husband, that maybe now he's going to come. So therefore, it's not going to lead to inappropriate things. In such a case, yichud is not prohibited, so although a man is secluded with a woman, if her husband's in the city, so then she's not going to do anything inappropriate, and therefore, there's no halachic problems. So to Amar Yosef, he gives another dispensation. He says, Pesach Pesuch L'Shus Rabim. If the doorway is open that leads to a public domain, which is in the area where they're secluded, and Cheshem Shem Yichud, again, there's no halachic concern for seclusion, again, because of the accessibility from people to come to the area, and therefore they wouldn't do anything inappropriate. Now, related to this, the Gemara brings an incident that Rav Bibi Ikla Leber of Yosef. Bibi went to the household of Rav Yosef. Basa the Karach Rifta, after that they washed and they sat down, they broke bread, which they were eating up in the attic. Now, so Rabbi Yosef and his wife went down, and he, Rabbi Bibi, stayed upstairs in the attic eating. So Amalahu, so Rabbi Yosef said to his attendants, Shekuli darga mituse bivi. Take away the ladder from underneath bivi, that it shouldn't be able to come down from the attic and be meyachir with my wife, because I'm going out of the house. My wife's going to be downstairs. Take away the ladder so that he can't be secluded with her. Now, on that, the Gemara asked, oh, my Rabbi, but Rabbi said, as we just mentioned before, when the husband's in the city, there's no halachic problem about yichid. So what's the problem if he's going to be coming down and he'll be secluded with her? It's still not going to lead to anything inappropriate because Rav Yosef is in the city. He's just not home. So I think Gemara answers, Shani Rav Bibi was different. The Shushbani Sehavia. Because he was a very good friend. He was very very friendly with Rav Yosef and his family. And therefore, since he's very friendly, therefore, even though Rav Yosef's wife knows that her husband's in the city, since they're okay with the relationship and they're very friendly, therefore that might lead to inappropriate things, even with Baal Be'ir, and therefore Yichud would be forbidden in such a situation. Now, Amar Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana says, regarding the certain parameters, when there's a violation of Yichud and when there's not, he says, Anoshim Mibachutz. If let's say there's two rooms, there's an inner room and there's an outer room. Now, if men are in the outer room, the noshim mibefnim and women are in the inner room, in cheshim shem yichud, there's no concerns for yichud, for seclusion. Now, the reason being is because the people in the outer room, they have no right of way into the inner room. So therefore, how are you going to have that a man's going to be secluded with the women? There's no man going into that room. Now, but the inner room has right of way through the outer room to get out, to go out of the building. So therefore, Anashim mebifnim, anashim mebachot. But when men are in the inside and women on the outside, cheshim shem yichud, then there is a halacha concern for yichud, because then we're concerned that maybe when one of the men who has the right of way to leave from the inner room to go outside, he leaves through the outer room, and then he's going to remain over there with the women, then he's going to be secluded with them, and therefore then that would be a halachic problem. Now, actually, b'masnita tana ibcha, and the braisa was taught exactly the opposite, which is that when men are in the outside room and women are in the inside room, which one could have this in an apartment where there's an outer room, which is the open room, the living room, and then there's the inner room. So if women are in the inner room or the other way, in the outer room, this is where the halachic situation could be in such a way where they have that room. So the Brisa says the opposite, that when men are in the outside and women are in the inside, we're concerned that maybe one of the men are going to slip inside the inner room, which his friends are not going to realize, and therefore there's halachic concern for yichud over there. It's going to be one man with these women. Now, but when the men are in the inside and women are in the outer room, then that's the best approach. You have a lot of boys and a lot of girls that are stuck in one apartment. According to the Braisa, that's the best approach. You have the women on the outside and the men stay in the inner room, and there's no concern, first of all, that the woman is going to go into the inner room with the men. Because even if she goes in, there's no halachic concern, as we said, because one woman could be secluded with two men. Now, and even if one of the men goes out to the outer room where the women are, according to the Braisa, there's no halachic concern for Yichud, because he's afraid that maybe one of the other men are going to come out also later on, because that's what happens. The people in the inner room, they have a right of way in the outer room on their way out. So he's not going to do anything because he knows that maybe one of the guys are going to come out, and therefore that, according to the Braisa, is the opposite of Rav Kahana. Now, Amar Abaye says, Ahashtu d'Amar Rav Kahana Hachi. Now that we have Rav Kahana saying one way, V'tanam masnita ibchem, we learned the Braisa says the opposite way, I'm going to go stringently, in other words, that neither one is a good option. You can't have men on the inside and women on the outside, or women on the inside and men on the outside, because we have these two different opinions which say that either or is going to be a halachic concern for yichud, and that might lead to the issur of being secluded, a man with a woman. Now, the Gemara tells us that Abaya, when there would be places where men and women would gather, either for a lecture or for a chuppah, dayer gulfei, he would put in order these different jugs of earthenware between the men and the women, so that if the men and women would come near each other, then they would shake those jugs, and then they would make noise, and people would know that there's a violation, a breach of modesty over here with the men and the women mingling. So to Rava Dayer, Rava would be Dayer, which is the term of Dari, it means that he would make rows of kana, of reeds, he would organize reeds, somewhat of a machitza, so that whoever passes by the reeds, it shakes, it makes noise, so that they should know that there's a violation over here of the intermingling of the gender. Amar Oven, actually, Oven says, Sakva Deshata, the most the most breaches of modesty of the entire year for yichud and for sinning is rigla, is actually the days of the Yom Tovim, the holidays, because that's when men and women gather to hear the lectures and then they start talking with each other, mingling. That is problematic for the halachas of arayas, which that's what segues into the next Gemara's discussion regarding this great yetzahara that people have for arayas, for things of sexual immorality. So the Gemara tells us Hanach Shvuyasa de Asui Lenarda, that there was these captive women that had come to Narda in Bavel, Askinu Leber of Amram Chasidus, so they brought them to the household of Rav Amram, the pious one, which means that he had said that they should redeem them, and then they brought him up to his attic. Now Shkula Darga Mikamai, they had taken the ladder away from getting to that attic, so no one should come to these captive women. Now, when one of these women were passing by the skylight, which was between the house of Rav Amram and the upper story, where these women were staying, there was a light that shone in the house through the skylight from the face of one of those women that was lighting up. Now, Shakli Rav Amram Ladargas, Rav Amram saw that, he took a ladder, that 10 people couldn't carry. Dali lechudeh, he took it himself. That's how great the passion was burning in him. Solik vazel, he went, started climbing up the ladder to go to have a proposition for this woman. Kemata lepal gadarga, when he reached halfway up the ladder, so ifshach. So as Rashi says, he widened his feet and he stood in his place to like hold his ground to overpower his inclination. Ramakala. Then he let out, he started screaming, Nur Bei Amram, there's a fire in the household of Amram. So he was screaming to the neighborhood, so everyone should gather and come to put out the fire. And the reason why he was willing to do this was because he wanted to overpower his inclination, that he should be embarrassed from people. He was not going to sin when everyone's there. So he was trying to create, behaviorally, a situation where it's going to prevent him from committing this sin. So Asra Abanan, so the rabbis came, they thought that there's a fire over there. So Amar Levi said to him, Kseftinan, you're embarrassing us. What's going on? There's no fire here. What are you doing here on this ladder? So Amar Levi said to them, Mutiv tichasvu be'amr ba'am hadein. Better that you be embarrassed from Amram here in this world, v'loy tichasvu minei la'amadase, and that you not be embarrassed from him in the next world. It was better that I do this instead of committing the sin that I was going to do. Now Ashbe, then Rav Amram, made the Yetzahara swear, the Yinpik b'nei, that he's going to leave him, because he had possessed him, nafig minei kemu de dinur, and he came out of Rav Amram like a pillar of fire. So Amalei, so Rav Amram said to the Yitzhahara, chazi da'at nur va'ano beso. See, you're fire and I'm flesh. Va'ano adifne menach, and I'm better than you. I was able to get you out of me. Now similarly, the Gemara tells her, a mayor have misleitzitz bo'i ra'aver. A mayor would mock the sinners, and he would say, what's the big deal? It's very easy to overpower your inclination. As Rashi brings the words, imhoyu reitzim. If you really wanted to, if you were really motivated, then you would be able to. And he's saying, what are you doing? What are you wasting your life for? Now, Yemechadi Damilei Satan. One day, the Satan, who Rashi tells us is the Yetzahara, appeared to him ki'itza, like a woman. Bahach Gisa de Nahara, on the other side of the river. Now, Loi Havamavr, there weren't any boats to take him across the river. So Nokad Mitzra, what he did was, he grabbed a hold of this rope, which is stretched from one side of the river to the other, which you hold on to as you're crossing through this narrow plank that's spread across the width of the river, and he was crossing over to get that woman. Kimota palga mitzvah, when he was halfway through this plank, so shavke, so the Yitzhar let go of Remeir. And Amr, he said, ilavdu komachre zibriki, if not for that, they were announcing in heaven, hizob Remeir terasai, be careful for Remeir and his Torah, I would have made your blood, your life, like two ma, meaning like 2 cents, which means to say I would have just crushed you because you would have sinned with a woman. So although you're saying that what people of Evra Avera, just watch out, the Yitzhahara has great powers. Rabbi Kiva have misleitzes by Evra Avera. So Rabbi Kiva would mock those who would sin. So one day the Satan went and he was able to entice him. He appeared like a woman on the top of a palm tree. Nokte ledikla. So what Rabbi Kiva did was he grabbed a hold of the palm tree because Solik Vazel was climbing up the tree to get to this woman. And he got halfway up the tree, so the Satan suddenly let go of him and he wasn't possessed anymore by the Yetzirah. And Amar, he said, he loved him, if not that they were announcing in heaven. He's over, Rebbe Kiva, Tarasi, be careful, Rebbe Kiva and his Torah. Shavis ladamach tartima, I would have made your life like Tuma, I would have had you commit this sin. So to Plemoy have a regular memor called Yeme Plemoy, also Talmud Chacham, was accustomed to say every single day, Giri Be'ini the Satan. Arrows in the eyes of the Satan. He's trying to pull us down and take us away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Arrows in your eye. Type of a curse. Now, Yem Echad Mali Yem Di Kippur Havu. So one day, it was the Erev Yom Kippur. Idami Lekanya. So the Satan appeared like a poor person. Asakar Abba came calling, knocking on the door of Plemoy. So Afikale Rifted, they brought out for the poor person a piece of bread. So Amalei said to him, look, Yem Echidna, a day like this, Erev Yom Kippur, everyone's inside and I'm on the outside. So I lay the Kariba Levi to say, brought him in and they gave him the piece of bread. So Amalei again, he said to him, Yemekid, in a day like this, everyone's sitting on the table and eating, and I'm sitting here by myself inside. So they brought him in and they brought him and they sat him by the table. Now Haba Yasuf, so this poor person was sitting, Mili Nafshi Shichana Vechive Ale. So he filled up his body with boils and these blisters that have this ooze, this pus oozing out, which was disgusting, all over his body. He's doing all these types of disgusting things at the table. So Amalei said to him, as we continue, Tamid Beis, Tiv Shaper, sit appropriately. Don't do these disgusting, repulsive things that everyone's becoming disgusted here at the table. So Amalei, he said to him, Havali Kasa, bring me a cup, pour me a cup of wine. So Havali Kasa, they brought him a cup. Now, Ichmar, he coughed, Shadebe Kiche, he threw into the cup his phlegm, which is this mucus which comes out of the lungs, is one of these good bronchial coughs, spit into the cup. So Nachrebe, so they started getting upset at him and screaming at him. Shaka Umis, so this poor person, the Sutton, he made himself appear as if he died. Now, Shamu Dehabuka Amri, so the family members of Plemoy heard the rumors, the words coming from the outside that were saying, Plemoy kotl gavra, Plemoy kotl gavra, Plemoy killed the person, Plemoy killed the person. So Arak, so Plemoy ran away. He thought that what people were screaming is that because the police were coming to kill him. But Tasha Nashu Bevesakisa, he went and he hid himself in the lavatory, which was outside of the city. So Azal Basrei, so that poor person, the Sutton, came after him. And Nufal Kameh, he fell down there in front of him. So Kidechazi, when the Sutton saw by Plemoy that Abimitz died, he was in a lot of pain. Galilei Nafsha, he revealed to him that it was all a ruse. He was really the Yetzirah. So Amalei, so he said to him, my time Amar Hachi. So the Yetzirah said to Plemoy, why do you always curse me? Why do you say these things every single day that Gir Be'enid the Sutton? So Plemoy said, Ve'elehechema. So then, what should I say? How do I get you away that you don't make me sin? I was trying to say things to get you away from me. So Amalei, so the Yetzirah said to Plemoy, Leimamah, the master should say, Rachmana Nigra Be'besatan, that Hashem should rebuke the Satan, but don't curse me that there should be arrows in my eyes. So to Rebbe Chiya Bar Ashi, have a ruggle, that this idea that a person should daven to Hashem to save him from the Satan, Rebbe Chiya Bar Ashi was always accustomed that kol idin to have a nafal ape, whenever he would fall on his face, which he would say, Tachnen, have a amma, he would say, Harachman Yatzuleinu Mi'etzahara, may the merciful one save me from the evil inclination. Now, Yom Echad Shmesinu Debesu, one day his wife heard him saying this, when he would fall by Nefilas Apayim, and Amr, she said, Mechti, let's see. Hakamashani Deparsh Leminoi, it's already many years that my husband has separated himself from me because of being older, and he hasn't been intimate with me. And what is he so afraid from the evil incarnation? He doesn't even have these desires anymore. My time of Kamahachi, why is he saying this? Now, Yemechad have a Kugars Beginzi. Now, so one day she decided to try this out. One day her husband was learning in the garden. Koshta Navsha, she adorned herself with all her jewelry and her perfume. Chalfa v'tanya kame, she passed by in front of him when he was learning, and then she passed by a second time. So Amalah, so he said to her, Manat, who are you? Her husband was asking her, he didn't recognize what's this beautiful woman, attractive woman passing by. So Amr, she said, Anu Harusa, I am Harusa, which is the name of a very famous prostitute in the city. The Harjabi Yayma, that today I came back from my journeys today over here. So Tava, so her husband, not knowing that, propositioned her. So Amr Leh, she said to him, Okay, but Aisi Nahali Lahachrumana Deresh Tutsisa. First, bring me that pomegranate that's on the top of that small branch, which is on the top of the palm tree. Now, Shavar, he actually jumped up, Azal Asi Nahala, and he went and he brought it to her. So, and then they were intimate. Ki Asla Beisa, when he came back home, Habakar Shagr Devesa Tanur, his wife was heating up the oven. Salak Vikoyasa Begave, he went up and he sat in the oven, which he wanted to kill himself. Amalei, his wife said to him, "My hi, what's going on? What are you doing sitting in the hot burning oven?" So Amalei, he said to her, "Hachi v'hachi habamaisa, this is what happened." He told her the whole thing that happened, where he was with the prostitute. So Amalei, she said to him, "Ano have, it was me." So the Gemara says, "La ashkech ba." He didn't pay attention. It was like, "Oh, my wife probably just doesn't want me to kill myself. That's why she's making up that it was her." Adi havalei simne, until she actually gave him identifying features to prove to him that it was her. So Amalei, but still he said to her, "Ano mi li isur echavni." I, however, had intended for sin. I didn't know it was you. I thought you were a prostitute. So therefore, all the days of that righteous person, he would fast until he died that death from all the fast that he had fasted. Now, the Gemara says, the time, like Linda Bryce, so this concept where even if you didn't do a sin, if you intended for a sin, it's also considered something wrong. Like we learned in the Bryce, the Pasuk in Midbar says that Isha Haferim, the halacha is that if a woman makes a neder, her husband can nullify it. V'Hashem yislach la. And Hashem will forgive her. Now, what it sounds like from the pasuk is that even though her husband had nullified the vow, she still needs for slicha. Now, the question is, b'me akas medaba, what's the pasuk talking about? If her husband nullified the vow, what could she have violated? What would require slicha, even if she drinks wine and does all the things that her neder and naziris didn't allow, but there is none because he voided it. So, and that the Bryce explains, Be'isha Shenadjib Nazir. It's talking about a woman that took a vow of Naziris. Be'shama Ba'ilav HaHafal, and her husband heard about it, and he nullified it. Now, but Ve'hi Lo Yadash HaHafal about, she didn't know that her husband nullified her vow. And she was drinking wine and becoming tummy to dead people. Now, even though it was done with permissibility, but since her intention was for sin, she didn't know that her vow was already nullified. So for that itself, you need slicha, like that's what he was saying, where, yeah, I didn't end up committing a sin because you were my wife. But since I thought that you were someone forbidden to me, therefore, he felt that he needed slicha, like we see from this halacha. Now, the Gemara tells Rabbi Kiva, have a matl hai psuka, have a brachi. When Rabbi Kiva would reach to this pasuk, when he would be learning from the Chumash, he would cry. Amma, he would say, umami shneskav melecha basachaz. Imagine somebody that intends to eat non-kosher meat. And he ends up eating kosher meat. Still, Amr Torah Tzricha Kapar V'Slicha. Still, the Torah says he needs atonement and needs forgiveness. As we see that's what it says. Vashem Yislach La. So, Mishan Eskavan Lecha Basachaza. V'Allah B'Yodah Basachaza. Imagine someone that wants to eat swine and ends up eating swine, non-kosher. Allah has come and become all the more so how much Kapar and Slicha he has to have for committing a sin. K'yetzi B'Dabah Atta Eimer. Similarly, you say regarding the Pasuk in the Yikra that says, V'lo Yada. He doesn't know, but Hashem, and he committed a sin. But not Savon, he has to carry his sin. Now, Keshahayi Rabbi Kiva Magila Pasuk Zehayi Baichon. Rabbi Kiva would reach to this Pasuk, he would cry. Because if a person's intention was to eat the kosher fat, and he ends up eating the non-kosher fat, and still Amr Terry tells you, he didn't know. But Hashem, he's committed a sin, but not Savon, he has to carry his sin. Person did it in a very b'shagig. And even if he didn't even know, and he's not even sure at the end, there's still a carbon asham, and you have to have atonement. So if somebody intends to eat non-kosher, and then he ends up eating non-kosher, Allah has come upon all the more so how much atonement and forgiveness that type of a person needs to have. Now, Is ben Yehuda, I mean, he says, when it says in the pasuk v'loyada that he doesn't know v'ashem and he's guilty, v'nasavani and he carries his sin, so he said, al davaze yidavu kal hadavim. It's regarding this that all the people that have a heart to be sensitive enough regarding this concept, they have to be concerned for this, where imagine that if you didn't even intend to do something wrong and still you have to carry sin, imagine what the responsibility that a person has in this world. You have to make sure even that a person doesn't inadvertently sin, because if you do, then there's some liability for that too. Now the Gemara continues with the halacha of our Mishnah that said, Misyachar adam im imay. Although a person cannot be secluded with one of the arayas, one of the women that are forbidden to him, so he can't be secluded with her, but a mother, although a person cannot be with his mother, but he's allowed to be secluded with his mother. Now, so too, Amar Behudim Rav Asi, he says, Misachar Adam Im Achaisa. A person can be secluded with his sister, meaning at intervals, but he can't live with her permanently in the house together to be secluded in that way. But he could, let's say, just for a short period of time, he could be secluded with her. And even more is Vidar Im Imay Vimbita. He could even live with his mother or his daughter because there's no great inclination for a person to be intimate with his mother or his daughter, because that much, the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah were successful, where a person does not have that great desire for incestuous relationship, as the Gemara Sanhedrin says, that they had killed the Avodah Zarah, the Yitzhahara of Avodah Zarah, and then when they came to Arias, all they did was that they poked out the eye, which took away a little bit of that edge, which doesn't have the desire, at least for like a mother and a daughter. Now, Amr Kameh de Shmuel, but Rav Yehuda says, when they said this halacha in front of Shmuel, Amar, he said, no, asad les yachadim kol arayas, but it's actually forbidden to be secluded with all arayas in the Torah, a mother, a daughter, all these are forbidden. Vafilim behema, even with an animal, you're not allowed to be secluded with. Now the Gemara asks, however, Tznan, we learned in the Mishnah, it says, misyachad adam im ima bim bitay. A person could be secluded with his mother and his daughter. The yashni mom bekir basa could even sleep, at least at a young age, even flesh to flesh. But to Yuvta the Shmuel, so that's definitely a refutation of Shmuel, who said you cannot be secluded with anyone, not your mother, not your sister, not your daughter. So Amlecha Shmuel, Shmuel would tell you, but Lutameich, according to your reasoning, but Hadatanya, then what do you do with the following Braisa? It says, Achaisa his sister, Bechamaisa his mother-in-law, Vishar Kalaresha Betar, and all other Arayas in the Torah, Amis Achrim, Am Elba Eidim, is only allowed to be secluded with them, with witnesses. Which tells us, be'edim inshloi, be'edim loi, only with witnesses, but without witnesses, just him and her. It's forbidden. So you see, it's forbidden to have yichud with his sister. So Ella rather says, Shmuel tanoihi, it's a machlikas tanoim. And the time, like Linda Bryce, where Shmuel's going, like those other tanoim. Amr Meir said, he's zarubi, mimnei biti, be careful with me, he's telling his family members, because of my daughter. In other words, he didn't want to be left alone with his daughter because of yichud. And so to Amr B'tavin, B'tavin said to his family, he's zarubi, be careful with me, meaning with me and my daughter-in-law, memnei kalasa, because of my daughter-in-law, that I shouldn't be secluded with her. Now, liglaglav alav oisi talmud. So there's a certain student of Reb Tarfon that was mocking his teacher, saying, what, with your daughter you're afraid of? So Amr Bavo, Meshurim B'chanina ben Gamliel, lohayu yamo atim, it didn't take a long time, achanich shal oisi talmud b'chamois, until that student he was mocking, he ended up actually stumbling by being intimate with his mother-in-law. Now, moreover, Shmuel said, "Afilim behema," that it's even a problem of yichud even with an animal. So the Gemara tells that Abaya machlali mekula dabra, that when he would go out and learn in the field, he would go ahead and take out all the animals from the field. Or another interpretation is that he wouldn't let the shepherd and the animals be alone in one field, because that's a halachic problem. But yichud of bestiality with the animals. Now, Rav Sheshes mavrele mitzvah, he would actually even take the animals and take them over the bridge. Rav Chanan, so now the Gemara tells us, Rav Chanan min Arda, Iklal Rav Kahana l'fom Nara. He went to Rav Kahana of Pom Nara. Chazi di Yosef b'kugaris. So he saw that he was sitting and learning. V'kaim b'behema kam, and there was an animal in front of him. So Amalei, so he said to him, Leisov l'amara fila mehema, don't you hold to this halacha that even that Shmuel said that you can't be secluded even with an animal? So Amalei said to him, Lama da'atoy, I wasn't aware of the animal being there. Whereas Tracer tells us that was a stringency that the Rabban had, because actually the halacha is that we're not concerned regarding Yisrael on homosexuality or on bestiality, but that was a personal stringency, and therefore he says, but I wasn't really aware that the animal was there in front of me. Now, other dispensations for the halacha of Yichud, although he said that a man cannot be secluded with two women, but Amar Rava, he says there are certain exceptions that a man could be secluded with certain women. Mesachar Adam im Shtei Yevamis. A man could be secluded with two Yevamis. In other words, where these two women marry two brothers, where they hate each other like two tsaris, like two co-wives of the same husband, because they're afraid that maybe one of their husbands are going to die without any children, which then the other one is going to fall for Yibum to her husband, and so she might ultimately be her co-wife. So already she hates her because you might take away from my husband. So that's a case of when they hate each other. So to Vimshtei Tsaris, regarding two wives of the same husband. Or im isha v'chamaisa with a woman and her mother-in-law, or im ishu bas baila, a woman and her husband's daughter, where since they all hate each other, as the Gemara explains in Masechet Yevamos and Daf Kof Yud Zayin, Amud Aleph, so since they hate each other, so they're not going to come to, they're not comfortable with the other. Therefore, they're not going to come to commit something wrong with the other one there. So a man could be secluded with these two women because they're not both going to engage with this man. So too, it's permitted im isha with a woman betinoikis and a young girl sheyadayis tambia that already knows what it means for cohabitation. Now, which means to say that she'll know how to say over what happened with this woman and this man. She understands what's going on when there's that act of intimacy. But she's not old enough, ve'im ma'seres atzma labia. But since she's still young, she herself would not consent to bia because she doesn't yet have that taiva, that yetzer, for bia. So therefore, since she's not going to have that to be able to be seduced like a regular woman, so therefore, she'll be a deterrent to that other woman, just like those other women are going to be a deterrent one with the other. Those are situations where we're not concerned with two women and one man. Now, the Mishnah told us that although that a mother and a son or a father and a daughter could sleep together in the same bed, even not clothed, but higdila, when they get older, then they have to sleep in their own clothes separately. Now, the Gemara is Bekama. How old is that? So Amravasi says, Tinoikis is bas tesh shana b'yemechad. A girl is when she reaches the age of 9 years old and one day, which is, and also moreover that she has two pubic hairs. And that's the age, as the Gemara will shortly quote the Pasuk, when her breasts start developing and she sprouts hairs, where that's when the inclination starts inciting itself. Whereas the Gemara says, which this is like the opinion that says in Maseftas Nidid of Membav Man Aleph, that when a girl is 9 years old and she brings Cyrus, that's a sign of puberty from here and on. But before that, it's just like a shuma, it's just like a birthmark. It doesn't have any halachic relevancy regarding maturation of adulthood. So, but from 9 years old and on, when that's an age already when she would already be considered an adult, not to be able to sleep with her father undressed. And the tinnik has been shteim eser shana b'yamechad. And the boy is when he's already 12 years and one day. That's already considered that he has become an adult. And then he can't sleep with his mother without wearing anything. Ikadamri, there are those that say, tinnikis b'shteim eser shana b'yamechad. A girl is when she's 12 and one day. And tinnik has been shleish eser b'yamechad. And the boy is when he's 13 and one day. Now, either way, the Gemara tells b'zeh b'zeh, both according to the first version and the second version, girls need to be, to be considered an adult, that is, then she's forbidden to sleep unclothed with her father, is Kadesh Yu, that it should be like the Pasuk says in Yecheskel, Shadayim Nechainu, which are the development of her breasts, which is a sign of puberty, of Nairis, as the Gemara there says, Mesech Desnida, Boichel, that's a certain type of development, which those are the days of Ne'urim, and Usarach Temech, like the Pasuk says, that you here have sprouted, that's when she's already considered enough of an adult to be forbidden to sleep like that with her father. Now, it's just that their machlekes is regarding the first version, it's that when the Cyrus are already from 9 years and up, it's already considered a simon of adulthood. Where according to the second version, for a girl, it's still considered a shuma as not a sign of development until she's 12 years old and one day. Now, however, one qualification to this halacha is Amrav from my papa, Amrav Chizda, he says, Lo Yishana, we didn't learn this, that she's allowed to sleep that way until she reaches either 9 or 12. Elisha in the Boisha Lamed Lefan of Arm, only if his daughter is not embarrassed to stand in front of her father naked. Of a Boisha Lamed Lefan of Arm, also, but if she's already, even at a younger age, embarrassed to stand like this in front of her father, undressed, then it's forbidden. My Tam, what's the reason? Yitzra Alvasha. Because that tells us that her inclination has already clothed herself, meaning to say that she really knows the tam of bia. She understands the concept about intimacy regarding those types of boundaries. And therefore, since she's already that age, it's already inappropriate for the daughter to be sleeping like that with her father. But the Gemara brings a story related to this halacha that Rav Acha bar Abba ikla lebe Rav Chizda chasne. Rav Acha bar Abba went to the house of his son-in-law Rav Chizda. Shakli labas barte. So he took his daughter's daughter, his granddaughter, and he put her in her cloak. He put in, meaning to say this concept about sleeping with her. Now, Amaleis Rav Chizda said to his father-in-law, Lamar, doesn't the master know the mikacha that my daughter, your granddaughter, is engaged? So therefore, even like regarding to the previous halacha, that this might not be a problem regarding a certain age of the girl who's not aware of certain things, but she's an Eishes Ish. Once this kedushin, she's forbidden to all other men, and therefore you have to distance yourself from a married woman. So you can't go ahead and do these things even though she's a young little girl. So Amalei, so his father-in-law said to him, Avarta l'chad Rav. You're saying my granddaughter, this minor, is already engaged? You have violated Rav's halacha. The Amrav Yehuda Marav, Vitim, and some say it's Rebbe Lazar, Although biblically the Torah says a person can marry off his daughter that's a minor, he says it's forbidden to engage a daughter when she's a minor. Until she gets older and she says, I want this man. It's not appropriate for her to be sent into a marriage where with a guy that she might not like. So he said back to him, Marinami overlaid the Shmuel. So the son-in-law said back to his father-in-law, well, you also violated a halachic principle, that of Shmuel. Shmuel said, you can't utilize for your services a woman, and here you are using your granddaughter. So his father-in-law said to him, no, anoki idach de Shmuel severely. I hold of the other halacha that Shmuel said. Shmuel said, as you continue on top of Pebezim and Aleph, hakol l'shem shemayim. Everything for the sake of heaven. In other words, my intention wasn't to utilize my granddaughter for the purposes of intimacy with a man and a woman. And yeah, that would be inappropriate because that would be mishtamish with an isha. I was doing it only to engender feelings of closeness where I wanted to make happy her mother when she sees that I'm so close to my granddaughter. So my daughter gets all excited. Wow, look, Papa likes my sheifel, like my daughter. That's why I was doing it. So don't tell me that I'm violating the halacha of Shmuel being mishtamish with isha, because Shmuel qualifies this himself when he says that it's l'shem shemayim. Then there's no problem, as Taisa says. That's what we rely on today when we utilize the services of a woman, where since it's for the purposes of l'shem shemayim, it's not for our own indulgences. Therefore, that's the heter of being mishtamish with an isha.